I'm Sarah Whitman, and this audio is entitled Using Commercial Products. Is there ever a place for commercial pet products? My response is yes. In fact, some commercial pet products are quite useful and serve an important purpose. I do not include any brand names here, and I am not associated with any company. But I have used certain products over the years, and I'm happy to share my experiences with you. Multivitamin and mineral supplements. While homemade dog food can be one of the most comprehensive, healthiest diets, not every meal is 100% balanced, and that's okay. But a high-quality multivitamin and mineral supplement made specifically for dogs is recommended to cover the bases. Treats. Dogs love treats, and we love giving them out. With seemingly endless commercial treats available, there is plenty of opportunity to choose wisely. Homemade treats are, of course, an option as well. Dental cleansers, chews, and raw bones. Unfortunately, dental disease is a very common veterinary issue. Raw bones are an option, although controversial. Many dogs thrive on a raw diet, but that is a topic for another class. A similar option, though a bit greasy, is a raw, hollowed-out marrow bone filled with homemade food. Marrow bones are generally in the meat or freezer section of your grocery store. When thawed, you can scrape out the marrow, discard, replace with your own homemade food, and freeze. Your dog is not to eat the bone, but gnaw on the edges until he removes the food inside. This option is also somewhat controversial. Some vets report fractured teeth, while some individuals use marrow bones with no issue. Other dental options include veterinary dental wipes, brushing your dog's teeth with a finger brush and dog toothpaste, never human toothpaste, or rubbing coconut oil on the gum line. You can also gently scrape your dog's teeth with your fingernail, taking care not to scrape and irritate the gums. High-quality dental chews can also help remove plaque and tartar from teeth. Storable food and emergency use. Food that is easily stored can come in handy while traveling, in case of emergency, during power outage, or in a situation where you can't get to the store. One homemade option is dehydrated homemade food made in a dehydrator or by baking on a very low heat until dry. But if an emergency arises, you may choose to temporarily feed commercial food. If so, opt for one you know your dog can handle without problems. Exotic foods. There are some foods you may not find in your local store, but are beneficial. These may include certain organs, glands, and ground bone. You may find these in certain high-quality specialty dog product lines, often vet-formulated. Prescription diets. Even the most holistic veterinarian may recommend prescription diets for short-term use or to address a specific health issue. Supplemental feeding. Perhaps you feed 100% homemade and a commercial multivitamin, or 75% homemade, 25% commercial, half homemade, half commercial, and so on. Your situation may also evolve. Become a label reader. If you include a commercial item, learn about what is truly in it, as opposed to what is marketed on the label. Know the source and keep informed of recalls. I hope you've enjoyed this audio, and you can always visit dogfoodcoach.com for more.